never Welcome to Rotor here on Tilos Radio. I'm Katja. What you're listening to now is Latvian artist Hazel from the album Perspective. And we'll roughly continue in the next hour along the style somewhere between industrial, dark electro and rhythmic noise. I also dug out an old interview with Italian artist Madaski. But let's continue with Hazel. We'll be right back.
Pressure, pressure, hold. Nothing.
That was Orphix with Tensile. Before that, Rendered with Bend Over. And before that, Unearth Me by Isoloscope. And now it's time for the interview. Maybe you've heard of a reggae band called Africa Unite. Now, the guy behind it, Francesco Cardullo, did have a side project called Madaski. It's a bit different to what you would hear at the Sanremo Festival. And so maybe he is not your typical Italian. Now, this interview was recorded in 1997 or 1996.
My friend called me Madaski for a joke, and then I take this name for my solo activity. I play in another band, and in this band they call me Mada. Madaski is for a difference with my music, and I choose this name only for a joke.
I read in your bio that you actually studied piano playing and you did contemporary piano playing.
I studied piano for 10 years, and then I started to play with a reggae band called Africa Unite, in which I play today. And 2 years ago started the project Madaski. This is a project that wants to mix something like reggae and dub and other kind of music, as hardcore, techno and dub is a new experience for me.
Since you started off playing piano and now with Distorta Diagnostica, you ended up with a lot of samples and very distorted sound. Did you actually imagine when you were studying that you would do music like that?
No, I didn't imagine. When you play piano, you usually play another part of work. You play Beethoven, you play Mozart, but you didn't compose your music, no? After that, I tried to have another type of feeling with music, and then I discovered the sampler. The sampler is my instrument now. I don't play piano. I have another instrument now. Particularly, I use a sample and distorted sample. I use this kind of feeling with a sampler. Completely distortion, but not analogic distortion, digital distortion, because there's more and more noises. And I like this kind of sound because it's really, really rough, really direct. And I try to make the sound as good as possible in this way.
Where you actually do have a little bit of melody in Just an Illusion. Why did you pick that song to do a cover of?
Because I like imagination. I like the song, and it was a song that is really interesting. When I chose this song, I tried to change that style, you know, 70 music, 70 disco music, to make it in a strongest version, in a techno version, because I think there was a chance to have in Italy a new kind of dance music, because dance music in Italy is only techno, commercial techno, not so strong. And I tried to mix a pop song like that, like Just an Illusion, with my kind of work of distorted sound, etc.
Sounds to me you're more of an independent artist, not mainstream.
No, not mainstream. Maybe my music, I'm too alone in Italy. Non ci sono altri che lo fanno. No other person, other people, other bands in Italy that make a strange sound like Madaski sound. In Italy is quite difficult to make this kind of music. It's really hard because there isn't no people listening this kind of music. One LP like Distorta Diagnostica sells 1,000, 2,000 copies, not more than this.
So there's not a lot of people actually listening to this kind of music?
No, in Italy really a few people listening to this, because in Italy there are still difficulties in making different kind of music, because in Italy music is from melodic tradition, the Italian song. When you try to make something different, it's really, really hard.
So how did you actually manage, if there's not a big market for it, to get on PolyGram?
I don't know, maybe because in PolyGram trying to change this situation, because in PolyGram this work, Distorta Diagnostica, is from a label called Blackout that is trying to change the musical tradition in Italy.
I also heard you were doing a remix of Suzanne Vega.
Yeah, I'm trying.
What's that going to sound like? Like Chemotherapia, sort of really noisy or what?
It's noisy enough. Between something like Chemotherapia, but not in the same BPM. A little bit slower.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
So in the last bracket, we had Greyhound with If Noise Would Be My Language. And then a guy from Toulouse in France, Moan Exis, with a track called On Fire. That was followed by Supersymmetria and Gestalt. And we finished off with Geistform from Barcelona. And the track was called High Energy Physics. Now, that's it for me today. I will leave you with a track called Stormfly by German artist Black Color. Goodbye.